This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley, which is not greening up, by the way, as quickly as I had hoped.
Yeah, though it's spring, it's not really looking like it quite yet.
It's not spring. You can write whatever you want on the calendar, the sun and its pattern. You can tell it what you can tell me whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But when I go outside in the morning and it's 16 degrees, it is not spring. I don't care how much you try to convince me.
Yeah, we're still having to warm our vehicles up before work, then.
Well,
I would say no.
And as we sit right now, you know, realizing that we do record this program prior to, the Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. it's not snowing yet. But they keep talking about snow for the weekend. That's no way to start spring.
That's true.
I don't like this at all.
No, it's not really a good start.
I mean, there were farmers out working fields this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Well, I've seen a little bit.
Yeah.
But not much. Not a lot. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot you can do at this point.
I would think it'd still be pretty hard yet.
Pretty cold. Yeah, I would think that the frost isn't completely out of mm-hmm. the ground yet. But it's not a. It's not been an ideal spring for a lot of things, like outdoor recreation.
Right.
I'm tired of staring at the four walls. It's time to be able to get outside.
I know. It could be snowing on the Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've got a lot of that kind of stuff coming up with Easter coming early again this year. Mm-hmm. And Easter coming up next weekend. Easter Sunday, of course, March 31st. So that means this weekend, everybody's kind of getting ready and ramped up.
Yep.
And next Saturday, the 30th, whole lot of Easter egg activities and stuff around there. In fact,
yes.
We've got a bunch of those here. We'll tell you about in a little bit. But are you getting excited? This will be Wyatt's, second Easter now?
Yes, but it'll be his first participating in a hunt.
Oh, you're going to take him to the Easter egg hunt?
I'm hoping so. I have our volleyball alumni tournament that day, so hopefully I can get Wyatt back into Griswold and we can take him to the one in Griswold.
Don't be selfish now.
Well, they're supposed to break for the Easter egg hunt for all the kids.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, don't put mom's stuff before
no.
the boys' stuff.
I wouldn't. I would have had to probably tell him to find a sub for a game or two, but.
Yeah, he'll be having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Of course, he was so young. What was he, just about 4 months old last year during?
Yeah.
At Easter time, so he didn't understand anything. Did he even get an Easter basket?
I think the grandparents might have gotten him a little something, but we kind of didn't really. I've already got it ready and everything this year already. It's been ready for about 3 weeks now.
At about 4 months last year, he didn't even have any teeth to rot yet. So what's the point in giving him candy?
Exactly. Huh? Oh, he's got some candy this time and a movie and, Easter book and a coloring book and crayons. And
getting on 1.5 years old now. So mm-hmm. he understands the wonders of candy, I suppose.
Yes, and cookies. He loves cookies and Oreos especially. I mean, it gets really messy, but it's adorable.
It does. Oh, thank goodness those baby teeth don't stick around for very long.
Yeah,
he'll make a mess out of those. Well, good. It's always fun. I mean, Easter is a time for, when you get to that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I mean, Easter obviously has a bigger meaning to it. But, with that kind of stuff, Easter is usually a fun time. That's a fun holiday for the kids.
Yeah.
The pressure, and probably more so for the parents, too. Because the pressure and the expectations and everything isn't like it is at Christmas time.
Yeah.
With the whole having to buy gifts and, whatever. I mean, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pressure. Make sure you get the right stuff everybody wants and stuff. But, Easter, as parents go, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You stuff candy in a basket and everybody's happy.
Yes.
How easy is that?
It was fun, I thought.
When you were a kid or?
Well, no, shopping for Wyatt, yeah.
Yeah.
Got lots of cute little stuff to put in there. Hopefully he'll be able to use it this summer, so.
Oh, so stuff that's not candy.
No, yeah. Yeah, I got some sidewalk chalk and, some colors for him. And
oh, good.
Some bubbles.
I was afraid you were going to talk about clothing and stuff.
I did get him a little outfit. But
oh, kids don't like that. They don't like that.
It's a good way to, act like, go shopping, to explain to my husband that it's not just, wasteful shopping. It's a gift.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Not something that'll be gone too soon.
Yeah, see?
It'll be interesting in a few years, though, when you have a little larger family.
Yeah.
And to see how that all works out with candy and Easter and stuff.
And sharing.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
We'll see how older brother does when it comes time to, oh, look what he's got. Well, he can't eat that. I'll just eat it for him.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. You ever do that kind of stuff?
No.
My parents had to go through. I mean, we were terrible kids.
Oh, nice. At least you can admit it.
Yeah, well, You know, we couldn't be happy with what we had. We had to look and make sure nobody else had something better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there were four
of us.
And
I'll be the same. That's what we kind of did,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. There were four of us boys, and my mom and dad literally had to sit down and count out every jelly bean to make sure that because we would do that. All four of us. We'd sit down, and we'd start counting stuff out to make sure that nobody got more than the other guy. And,
yeah.
Oh, brother.
Jeez.
What? We were idiots.
Hey, you know, at that age, someone's got an extra jelly bean, I'd be a little mad too.
Well, you know, and the darn thing is, I don't even much care for jelly beans. But you
it was
can't,
the fact
but
that.
You can't have it because it's mine.
Exactly.
Just kind of the way it goes. Yeah, kids and teaching them their early lessons, yeah. right? Some of us just never learn. Well, we do. There are some Easter egg hunts coming up, as we mentioned, next weekend especially. Next Saturday is going to be a big day for those. And
yes.
We've got a pretty decent list of some of those.
We sure do. Well, here in Atlantic, the Atlantic Nursing Rehab Center's community Easter egg hunt is on March 30th, and that starts at 10:30 a.m. They do have shuttle buses. They'll be provided from there to the facility, or you can walk down, and it starts promptly at 10:30. There'll be 15,000 eggs and drawings for 8 bikes and 6 helmets. There's 4 age groups, 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10. There's also hot dogs, chips, and soda while supplies last. The Easter Bunny will arrive with the Atlantic Fire Department. When the fire truck sounds, each group will search for their eggs. Individual children will be divided in hunt areas according to the age to hunt, and just make sure, again, to allow plenty of time to get there early so you don't miss all the fun. That's the Atlantic Nursing Rehab Center's community Easter egg hunt on March 30th at 10:30 a.m. Over in Anita, their Easter egg hunt is on March 30th at 10:30 a.m. at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab, which was formerly Colonial Manor. Again, that's Anita's Easter egg hunt, March 30th at 10:30 at Caring Acres Nursing Rehab. In Elliott, the Elliott Easter egg hunt will be on March 30th at 1 p.m., and this is sponsored by the Elliott Betterment Association. Again, that's Elliott's Easter egg hunt on March 30th at 1 p.m.
All right, got some more, too, coming up on the 30th. The Griswold Community Easter Egg Hunt will be Saturday, March 30th. That'll start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Griswold City Park. It's for kids 10 years and under. Sponsored by the American Legion, post number 508. That's at 1 o'clock on March 30th in the Griswold City Park. Also, over in Casey, they'll have their Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, March 30th, also at 1 o'clock. That's sponsored by the Casey Fire Department. Now, in case of rain, it'll be moved to the community building. Let's just hope it's not raining, though.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot more fun to have those outside. That's the Casey City Park, Saturday, March 30th, 1 o'clock. Also, the Adair City Park will be hosting an Easter egg party for children pre-K and under up to 4th grade. It's at 1 o'clock in the Adair City Park on Saturday, March 30th. They'll play games at 1 o'clock with the Easter egg hunt following, and bring your own eggs to color. There'll be prizes for everyone, and if the weather's bad, they'll move it to City Hall. The Adair Chamber of Commerce is the sponsor there. That's Saturday, March 30th, 1 o'clock at the Adair City Park. Also, there's an Easter egg hunt coming up on the Saturday, March 30th for the Cumberland Community Club. That'll be held at the Cumberland City Park, and that'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the Cumberland Community Club's Easter egg hunt, Saturday, March 30th, 2 o'clock in the Cumberland City Park. Also in Kimbleton, they'll have an Easter egg hunt at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Saturday, March 30th. That starts at 10:30 a.m. So they'll be gathering eggs, playing games, and having some fun with the Easter Bunny. That's at the Kimbleton Easter egg hunt at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, Saturday, March 30th at 10:30 a.m. And there is one this weekend, too, just in case you can't get enough of, you know, Easter egg hunts. The Easter egg hunt will be held at the Cam Elementary Middle School practice field, and that will be Sunday, March 24th, this Sunday at 4 p.m. sharp. Now, kids up to 10 years old can participate. There'll be 4 different age groups. They'd ask you to bring a bag for your eggs, and you'll find special eggs for a prize, and each child also gets a bag of candy. Now, that'll be sponsored by the Messina Chamber of Commerce. That's at the Cam Elementary Middle School practice field in Messina, and that's this Sunday, March 24th, again, 4 p.m. sharp, so make sure you get there so you can participate and have a good time. Lots of Easter egg
Very
hunts.
Nice,
Did you do Easter egg hunts when you were a kid?
Yes.
I don't ever remember doing that. No.
Well, since it's posted by Griswold for the American Legion, my dad was in that, so we were pretty much always...
pretty obligated.
Yeah. Well, not that we didn't not want to, but no, I remember, and I really feel like, you know, back then when I was younger, that there was real eggs. It wasn't just the plastic ones, which, you know, they do now, and I don't know what we did with them afterwards, but... smash them, throw them. I don't remember. Yeah, but
I don't remember ever doing that as a child. Now, maybe my memory's fading, mm-hmm. but I don't ever remember doing that. But I grew up in a larger community.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot more, I think, probably more fun and easier for kids to participate in some of the small town Easter egg hunts just because of the sheer volume. I mean, what would we do if you had...
When they drop that rope, everybody just takes off running. You try and go the furthest out. That's my plan. Furthest out, that way nobody's out there and you can grab all the ones.
Don't grab the first ones. Go far away. You got to be a plan.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I don't remember ever doing... I can't imagine doing that in Dubuque, though. I mean, what would
that'd
you do?
Be, that'd have, be hard. That'd have, be what, a like lot.
20,000 kids
exactly.
all taken. Yeah, it'd be kind of tough to do. So, yeah. But, well, good. Well, hope they have a good time. And again, the one coming up on Sunday in Messina, and then all these other ones coming up on March 30th.
Yeah.
So have a good time with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you've got some other things you need to tell us about, don't you?
I do. There's a soup supper on March 24th from 5 to 7 that's at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. That's just 1 mile south of Audubon on Highway 71. Serving quite a few different kinds of soups. There's vegetable beef, chili, chicken noodle, and salmon soup. They'll also be serving, along with that, sandwiches, bars, and drinks. $7 for adults, $3 for kids 10 and under, and it's sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. It's a soup supper on March 24th from 5 to 7. Again, that's at Nathaniel Hamlin Park. There's a Nishna Valley Trails Association meeting on March 25th from 6 to 7 that will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. They'll be going over some plans for the next Bike Trails Expo and some work with the City of Atlantic, along with some updates on development of trails in Cass County and Atlantic. If you have you bring your good ideas and your desire to make the community better. That's the Nishna Valley Trails Association meeting on March 25th from 6 to 7 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Coming up in Atlantic is a Red Cross blood drive. It will be held on March 26th. That's from noon to 4 at Molly, West Highway 83 in Atlantic. Again, that's Red Cross blood drive in Atlantic on March 26th from noon to 4 at Molly. There's a moped safety class coming up. That's on March 30th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That will be held at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building in Atlantic. $40 for that, and you can call to register at 243-6343. Again, that's moped safety class, March 30th from 7 to 1 at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building in Atlantic. Another Red Cross blood drive, this one is in Shelby on March 30th from 7 a.m. to 12:30 at the Shelby Community Building. Again, that's Red Cross blood drive in Shelby on March 30th from 7:30 to 12:30. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women will hold a spring craft show on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. You can ask about vendor space by calling Becky Bonney at 243-3935 or also Jackie Wickey at Simply Hair, 243-3626. Again, that's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women Spring Craft Show on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. The 4th Annual Women of Worth Fashion Show is scheduled for April 19th at 7 p.m. It's a fun-filled evening featuring desserts and shopping, fashion, and fellowship. The proceeds from this event benefit the Hope After Care Ministries. This ministry provides emotional and spiritual support to women who are transitioning from incarceration into society. This year's event is hosted at the Salem United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Jean Stevens at 712-309-5251. Again, that's the 4th Annual Women of Worth Fashion Show on April 19th at 7 p.m.
That's it?
That's it, yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Thought you had a lot more than that.
Me too.
Well,
apparently not.
I've got some stuff here too. Let's take a short break and we'll be back to tell you more right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back with more, and I've got some more things going on here around the area, some of them coming up yet this weekend. The Adair Casey Anita Scouts will have their annual spaghetti dinner and baked goods auction this Sunday, March 24th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be at the Casey Community Building. Dinner will be a free will donation. Again, that's the Adair Casey Anita Scouts annual spaghetti dinner and baked goods auction this Sunday, March 24th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Casey Community Building. See if you can support them, get them a good turnout there. Also coming up this weekend, the annual Palm Sunday Kirkman Fire Department Breakfast Fundraiser will be held this Sunday, March 24th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kirkman Community Building. It's an all-you-can-eat event. They're serving biscuits and sausage gravy, scrambled eggs, ham, pancakes, and beverages. That's all your favorite food groups, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Pretty close. That's for a free will donation. All the proceeds will go toward fire equipment. Again, that's the Kirkman Fire Department Breakfast Fundraiser, Sunday, March 24th at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kirkman Community Building. Also, there's going to be a dramatization of The Living Last Supper. It's presented by the First United Methodist Church and the Shelby County Ministerial Association, and that'll be held at the Harlan Community High School Auditorium. Free will offering is what they're asking for, and that's this Sunday, March 24th, and that'll be at 6 p.m., so good stuff there. Got another Easter egg hunt, too, that slipped by me here. So they just never end. The city of Portsmouth will have their Easter egg hunt also on Saturday, March 30th. That'll be at 11 a.m. in the city park in Portsmouth. That's for youngsters up to 9 years of age. So get your calendar marked there, too. Also, the S.H. Strutters 16th Annual Hunting Heritage Banquet and Auction will be held on Saturday, April 6th. At St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. Doors open at 5 o'clock, dinner 7 o'clock, and the live auction at 8. You can contact Tim Bloom or Brian Gray for more information. That's Saturday, April 6th, and that's not that far off,
no.
Is it? April.
Seems like it should be further down the road,
it's right around the corner. Also, the Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet will be held the 28th annual on Saturday, March 30th at the Agra Hall in Audubon. 5 to 7 p.m. is the social hour and prime rib dinner, and at 7 p.m. they'll start the raffles and the auction. And you can get your tickets from any Pheasants Forever member or contact Dan Stetzel if you can't find him. $50 for a single, $65 for a couple, and you get raffle tickets as well. They're auctioning off things like a Browning Lightning shotgun or $1,000 in cash. And you don't need to be present to win, so make sure you get your tickets. That's the 28th Annual Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, March 30th at the Agra Hall in Audubon. Another thing coming up a little further down the road, but not as far as you think, the Griswold Masons Cass Lodge number 412 will have their 5th annual spaghetti and meatballs all-you-can-eat dinner on Saturday, April 6th, and that'll be 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Everyone is welcome, and the proceeds will go toward their Masonic community projects there. Well, if this isn't a sign of the coming good weather, I don't know what is. This stuff I love hearing about right here.
Oh, I bet.
Well, it just means good weather's coming,
yep.
Right? Has to be. The Griswold Western Iowa Girls Softball League softball registration is coming up. In fact, it starts this Sunday, March 24th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Griswold High School Commons, and they'll have another one coming up on Tuesday, March 26th, from 6 to 8 p.m. So two chances for you to get registered for the WIGSL softball this summer. That's for any area girls who are currently in 1st through 8th grade. And if you have any questions, you can contact Jody Roselle. Yeah, her telephone number is 712-254-0565 if you'd like to know more information. And also, the T-ball and Boys Legion baseball registration for the Griswold area is also coming up here the same times. Sign-up times for boys T-ball and baseball, Sunday, March 24th, 4 to 6 p.m., and Tuesday, March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m., same as the girls, and it's also at the Griswold High School Commons. Now, for T-ball, you have to be 4 to 7 years of age. The cost is $10 a person. You can contact Sean Askland if you have any questions about that. Now, the baseball sign-up is for grades 2 through 7, and the cost is $35, and Nathan Brownlee is who you want to contact if you have any more questions about that. Baseball and softball.
Bring on the warm weather.
Oh, spring training's been going on. I've been watched a few spring training Major League Baseball games already, just because it looks nice. You know, if it's green and it's warm there, it's got to be coming here sooner or later.
Oh, I sure hope so.
You know, Major League Baseball, so of course, the funny thing is Major League Baseball season gets underway here in just a little over a week. And it's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Why?
Well, because these guys all come from, you know, 75, 80-degree weather, playing in short sleeves. And then they come to, at least for those who are in the northern part of the country, mm-hmm. they come to places where they have to play in 32-degree weather and bundled up, wearing their Under Armour.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, I did that in college. You know, in high school, you know, it's really a shocker for us, you know, here in Iowa, because in high school, of course, we play summer baseball. Mm-hmm. We're the only state that plays summer baseball. Everybody else plays in the spring. And then you go to college, and I played 4 years of college baseball, and the season starts in February.
Wow.
Which is tough in Minnesota.
Ooh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I stuck
my hand.
It's
hard to get in the softball or baseball mode with snow on the ground.
I stuck my hand into many a snowbank, chasing down drives into the gap. I guess I'm offending my pitchers, because obviously they weren't very good. They kept giving up drives to the gap. But yeah, not much fun out there patrolling the outfield when it's freezing cold. I still remember my very first game in college. I was at Iowa Central Community College, and my freshman year, the very first game we played was at Grandview University in Des Moines, and I was the center fielder, and I was not prepared for the weather.
Yeah.
I just flat wasn't. And people still give me a hard time about that, because I'll show up places just looking like I might be slightly underdressed for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But, all I had was, you know, my baseball jersey on, and underneath my jersey, I just wore a 3/4 length, you know, baseball undershirt.
Right.
That was it.
Wasn't it not enough, huh?
Oh, it was cold. I was freezing that day. Hmm. Needless to say, it wasn't my finest day at the plate either, but I was cold. But boy, did I learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Yikes. Be careful of that early season weather. You never know what you're going to get.
No.
Man, that was cold. All right, you got some birthdays for us?
Yes. We'd like to wish a happy 99th birthday to Rena Faga. They're having an open house for her on Sunday, March 24th. That's from 2 to 4 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. And everyone is welcome to attend that. So happy birthday, happy 99th birthday to Rena Faga, celebrating her 99th birthday with an open house on Sunday, March 24th from 2 to 4 at the Heritage House. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to John Nelson, celebrating his birthday on March 30th. Also over in Audubon at the Friendship Home, happy birthday to Wilma Leyland, celebrating her birthday on March 26th. Happy birthday to Sue Duvall, celebrating her birthday on March 26th. And happy birthday to Louise Chekhock, celebrating her birthday on March 28th. At the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Gary Sievers, celebrating his birthday on March 31st.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to those folks. Hope they have great days. I don't have any anniversaries to tell you about this time around. No, I don't have any sitting here in front of me at all, and no babies to tell you about.
No babies, no. Yeah.
If you know of anybody who has a birthday of significance or an anniversary of significance, they're all significant,
yeah.
Right? We like the ones with zeros and fives, though.
Sure.
Or a baby that was born to the family that you'd like to crow about, just let us know. Just send us the information here, and we'd be glad to share it with folks. And, you know, one of the things that is interesting this time of the year, though, too, because people always wait till the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
We're notorious. We're notorious procrastinators.
Yep.
Absolutely. We do it all the time about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But and then it's too late sometimes.
Yeah.
But this is the time of the year, and I know you're looking outside right now thinking, are you kidding me? There's still some snow out mm-hmm. there. What are you talking about? Summer? Mowing the lawn? Really? Now's kind of the time to get your lawnmower fixed up.
That is true.
How many times have you done that where you think, oh, look at the lawn, I got to mow the lawn, and then mm-hmm. you go out there after you haven't done a thing to the lawnmower, and it's still sitting there with last year's gas in it, and then you go out and you just get angry because you keep pulling and pulling and pulling the cord and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now is the time to really start thinking about that, because
everybody
procrastinates, so if you wait until the weather gets nice and you actually do have to start mowing...
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, I better get this in to get it worked on. Well, usually those places are packed at that time.
Who knows when it can get it back.
Yeah. So it might be a good time to start thinking about, I know it's early yet, and I know that lawn's brown, and you're thinking at this point, it's never going to grow again. Look at how bad that looks. It will. It'll happen quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
when it warms up, we get a few warmer nights and we get a little bit of moisture, a little bit of rain, it'll be amazing how fast that will green up and start to bounce back to life again. So, you know, there are some things that you can do to make sure that, you know, you're not spending all your time on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are different, folks have different philosophies regarding the lawn. Some people mow the lawn. Some people cut the grass.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference? Yeah.
I just get it done.
You cut the grass.
Yeah, I cut the grass.
Yeah. Some people just cut the grass. Some people mow the lawn. But yeah, no matter what you're doing, you know, sometimes have you ever thought about how much time you spend out in your lawn? I mean, if you really want to take care of your lawn and make it look really nice, how much time do you really spend out there? How many times have you forgot to water it?
Water it?
Water it? God does
no,
that.
Exactly. No, you know, when we had our yard tore up pretty bad a couple springs ago,
yeah.
And we had to replant the whole thing. And so, I mean, yeah, we did it then. But other than that, no.
Well, more and more people are getting into automated systems. You know,
yeah.
Whether you put in a sprinkler system or just set up a little timer, you mm-hmm. know, out there so that you can set it up and go from there. But, you know, if you have a well-designed system, you can actually save yourself some money, too, because in the long run, the water is kind of costly. So if you're not just watering out there for the sake of watering, but, you know, there are all kinds of technologies to look at those kinds of things. So sometimes automating those systems can be a little cheaper in the long term. Also, maintaining your equipment. As I mentioned, this
yeah.
is the time of the year you want to get that mower spruced up. But, you know, if you keep it properly maintained, it'll actually save you time during the season, too, whether it's a walking mower or a riding mower or what have you. But, you know, if you have walking mowers, some of the things you want to do is to make sure you check the blades carefully for sharpness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sharpen your blades? Because, you know, if you don't sharpen the blades very often, they don't cut very well.
Yeah.
I mean, try cutting something in your kitchen with a dull knife.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to cut with a spoon. It's a lot easier to cut with a knife.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that's what you're doing, you know, with the lawnmower. I mean, the blade's turning so fast that mm-hmm. it'll still chop. But boy, does it damage the lawn.
Yeah.
And actually look pretty bad, too. If you're using a dull blade, it splits the top of the mm-hmm. grass blades, and it really looks shaggy. I mean, it just doesn't look very good. But also, it can keep your lawn healthier and do the job a lot quicker, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, check those blades. Get them sharpened if you don't have them sharp. Make sure the cutting deck is clear of clippings, too. Do you scrape off the clippings underneath after you're done mowing? I know sometimes you think, I'll do it next time. But it gets caked on there pretty hard, and it does affect the way your mower operates. So, you know, cooking spray sometimes on the underside of your deck will make a new mower a little bit easier to clean. So if you have a new mower and you spray a little that cooking spray, nonstick
yeah.
stuff underneath, not only works in the kitchen.
Does kicking it do the same thing?
Kicking it?
Yeah,
no,
that's
not
usually what...
so much. Not
darn
so
it.
Much. check the pull cords, too, because mm-hmm. they don't last forever. They can get frayed and cause problems there, too. The attachments, make sure that they're connected and that they work properly as well. You know, if you use your mower infrequently, if you don't mow a lot, you might want to fill the tank with some sort of a fuel stabilizer, too. And also, make sure you periodically change the oil and
mm-hmm.
do some air filter maintenance there as well. Because like any other engine, you're not going to like it very much if it's
yeah.
not well taken care
yeah.
of. You know, and sometimes it's tempting to cut the grass as frequently as your neighbors do. But, you know, sometimes when it comes to mowing, less is better.
Hmm.
Because you can prevent weeds from taking over your lawn if you just let your grass grow out a little bit. You know, longer grass supports a deeper root system. If you cut more than a third of the grass's length off, then you end up with clumps of clippings that lie on top of the lawn, and it decomposes slowly. It's not very attractive. It gives you a bristly-looking lawn. You know, if you keep the grass a little bit longer, it also allows for greater surface area, and that carries out the photosynthesis, making your plants a little bit healthier, your lawn healthier. So you can use that. You know, taller grass grows slower also than shorter grass.
Hmm.
So people that like to set the mower on the lowest level possible and just scalp the lawn
mm-hmm.
and think, good, I won't have to mow it for a while. It actually grows faster
really, huh?
than it does if it's a little bit longer. So, you know, that'll actually save you. So if you do that, you eliminate maybe up to 20% of the mowing that you might do during the course of the year, which not only saves you your time,
mm-hmm.
you know how expensive gas is?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're putting it in the mower? Well,
mm-hmm.
that can save you some money there, too. So, you know, when you do cut the grass, use some time-saving equipment, too. You know, maybe if you've had the mower for a very long time and it just doesn't run well anymore, maybe it's time to really start considering a new one.
Yeah.
But you won't need it tomorrow.
No.
Soon, but not tomorrow.
Yeah.
But think about those things. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.